From Norwalk to New Canaan, from Monroe to Milford, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phones. Jim from Fairfield, welcome to the show today. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you? I just happened to catch you.
You're right.
You're there? Okay. And I went through this yesterday with my own private physician. Okay. I'm 72.
Okay.
Through my private physician, I cannot get a shot right now. It's not on CDC's radar. Being a former first responder, I get it about the first responders. They should be on the radar.
Sure.
But know that the private physicians have no, and talking to my physician yesterday, they have no idea when or if they can provide the shot through a private physician. Yes, there is records kept, and I get it. Okay, but just know that, and I may help you out a little bit.
Listen, Jim, it's a big mess because we have so many people whose connection to healthcare is their own doctor. And if our doctors are not being informed about the vaccine, it's a gaping hole. I mean, it's enormous.
It's enormous, and it's also enormous with the teachers. There's an issue with teachers also. The greatest exposed can't seem to get an indication of when they get the shots either.
Because there's a controversy about their priority. So there are people arguing, like Vin Gandolora, and I totally get it, by the way, that if we vaccinate the teachers, we get the kids in school, which is a major priority. But there are other people who argue that there's only a limited amount of vaccines, and what we have to do is protect the most amount of people from dying first, and then we can give it to the teachers.
Here's what I would suggest you do, and I can't remember the website, but I saw it Friday. Pull up the number of vaccine doses supplied to Connecticut, okay? I can't remember. I think maybe it was CDC. There's several other states in the same boat, but Connecticut's one of the worst. And then pull up the number of doses that have been administered. I want to say that Connecticut had 120,000 doses supplied, and only about 30,000 were administered.
So as of yesterday, yes, Governor Lamont announced it was over 75,000 doses given.
You believe
I'm just
it?
Letting you know. That's what he said.
I know. I listen to him on the radio, too. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a bureaucratic nightmare. And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay?
Thanks
even so, if 100,000 doses were supplied and 70,000 got administered, there's a 30,000 gap there. What's going on?
It's not acceptable. That's why Governor Cuomo, I led with the fact that he's throwing the hospitals. Because, also these vaccines don't last forever. You know, they have a certain shelf life, and then they have to be given to people. Whatever. All right. Thanks, Jim.
It is what it is.
It is what it is indeed. All right. Joining us now is a gal that I read about a while ago because she made a video of YouTube that went viral. Her name is Shannon Dougherty, not to be confused with 90210 Shannon Dougherty, although maybe in real life Shannon gets confused all the time. Shannon, do you get confused all the time about your name?
Everyone asks me that. It's the first thing. Always.
Always. But I saw this really charming piece about you, and I saw the video that you made about some of your life hacks here in COVID.
If I'm recalling
properly, you live in Darien. Is that right?
I do. I live in Darien with my husband and four kids.
And how old are your kids?
6, 5, 3, and 1. So it's a little crazy over here.
That's unbelievable that you had all those kids in such a short amount of time, Shannon. How are you? I mean, are you okay? Are you recovered from four pregnancies so quickly? Your little one is only one?
I'm recovered. Thank God. You know, my husband's a baby of five, so I keep trying to decide if we should have one more or not. I don't know if I can do it, though. I might be at my breaking point.
And how many boys? How many girls?
Two boys and two girls. Girl, boy. We were very lucky.
Pretty perfect. So pretty perfect.
Thank
and
you.
Poo-poo, everybody's healthy and everybody's good?
Thank God. Everyone's homeschooling this week, though. So that they're doing virtual Zoom, so it's pretty interesting. I don't know if my husband and I are doing well, but the kids are. Thank God.
How can a 3 and a 1-year-old do a virtual Zoom? What is that? What does that mean?
I know. My three-year-old does it. It's basically just playing and singing on the computer, which is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, at least it's entertainment, but I don't know.
All right.
It's hard.
So tell us, because I see you had so many adorable ones. You have this self-serve breakfast station, portable homeschool station, just adorable things. Talk to us about some of the life hacks that were, you know, that you created that were so widely enjoyed by other people. Talk to us, Shannon.
Oh, thank you. So we started doing TikTok last March when everything went virtual and we're home at COVID. And I didn't really know what TikTok was. So at first I thought it was just a dance app. And then I saw some moms on there. So I started posting things that we do at home. And it really resonated with a bunch of people, which was great. But one of them that you're probably referring to was this self-serve fridge that I did, where I have on the sleeve of our fridge containers of fresh fruit and veggies so the kids can just go in and get their own snacks all day. Because I personally couldn't, I was getting sick of the kids constantly asking me for snacks. So it actually was so helpful. And now they just go in themselves, get snacks, and they love the independence. So a lot of my content was creating things at home that just made it easier for the kids and me. And I think a bunch of moms appreciated it. So we were lucky in that way.
So basically, a little bit of planning in the morning and a little bit of organizing goes a long way towards streamlining your day.
Totally. And also giving the kids the independence to make their own decisions has made a huge difference for me. Like when I make different stations in the house to organize their clothes for the week, like I have these bins. So they'll pick out clothes Monday through Friday and we'll put it in bins. And then in the mornings they go and they know what to wear and they like it. And I mean, it's so much with four kids. Like I said, I need them to be more independent and I definitely think it's helping them as well. So it's been great.
So wait, tell me a little bit about the bins and the clothing. What do you do?
So I have those stackable plastic bins, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and each kid has their bin stacked for the week. And we'll pick on Sunday their clothes for each day and it'll be in the bin. So then in the mornings, they just go and they grab Monday and they get dressed. And then I can like be sure the girls have matching dresses on and they put their, they like it. And it makes my life so much easier. More plans. Because in the mornings, getting the kids ready was such, you know, it was chaotic. But now they can do it themselves. They just go, they grab their outfit and we're done.
And you take the laundry. Does that go in some central huge laundry situation in your house? I mean, really, I can imagine.
But I can't even talk about the laundry. We have so much laundry at our house. I actually said to my husband, all I wanted for Christmas was a second laundry, washer and dryer. But
I can imagine. I wonder if one of your hacks will be when they fold their own laundry. Can they do that yet? Can some of them do that?
Lisa, I think you're right. I need to. I learned a fun way to fold from TikTok the other day. I actually did a video on it yesterday. If people look at my account, but it was this really cool new way to fold clothes. So maybe I should do the kids doing their own. I'm into that idea. That will be life changing.
That could be life changing for you. Oh my goodness. I love
this. Husband doing his own. That would be life changing too. One or the other.
Yeah. Right. The other kid. But he pays his way towards the household, I assume. He's contributing, right? So,
honestly, COVID has been nice in the one my husband's home now. He's not commuting to the city. So that has been one upside because he does do so much more help around the house and helping with the kids. So that has been one silver lining for sure with us.
We're talking with Shannon Dougherty, the latest TikTok star. We've got all these TikTok stars. Charli D'Amelio, she's in Beverly Hills now, Shannon. If you become a big star like her, are you going to Beverly Hills to do a reality show? Maybe you'll stay in Darien and do a reality show.
If you want Maybe to do we'll a do reality it here. Show.
Yeah. No, that's a whole
I would do
levels.
It. I don't know.
Would
we'll
you?
See if my husband would do it.
Well, I will tell you.
We go to Rhode Island for the summer.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so
for the whole summer?
Yeah.
For the whole summer?
I have two stores, which started out in Watch Hill. So I go up with the kids in like June, and then my husband comes. Last year he was there for the whole summer, which was great. And then we come back in September, but it's nice. I mean, it's nice to break away.
You have a store in addition to having four children under the age of six?
I have three stores. I know. It's crazy.
What,
crazy.
What kind of stores, Shannon? Okay, now I'm getting intimidated. What kind of stores do you have?
They're clothing boutiques there. It's called Coco and Lala after my oldest two children, Coco and Lala. And they started as a summer boutique in Watch Hill. And then I expanded a second one in Watch Hill and one in Darien. And then we have online. But they sell clothes. And we do a lot of our own branded stuff. And it's fun. We love it. Kids, women. That was what originally started my social media. Yeah, it's really cute.
I'll have to go in and look at it.
Coco and Lala.
Totally. Totally. So you have time to work. Are you at the store in Darien now? Like, how do you do that?
No.
You have a nanny, I guess?
I know.
You have to have some help. You have to have some help.
We have help. I don't work in the stores. We've had them for 4 years. So I have great managers and I'm able to shift that off. TikTok has surprisingly became one of my biggest jobs currently, which blows my mind because I haven't even been doing it a year, but I like it because the kids are involved in it with me, so that's been great.
And how is it a job? Is there money that comes as a result of having all these followers? How does that become a job?
Yeah, so we get sponsored posts. So I'll work with brands to shoot a video, and then they'll pay me. So it's been great. These 15-second shots, just living in our life, and we're able to help brands kind of get their product out because a video may get viewed by 3 million people. So that's great exposure for the brands and they pay us. So it's been great.
That's amazing. We're chatting with Shannon Daugherty. You're an entrepreneur in every way. You know, it strikes me that a lot of what you're doing in the way of these bins and life hacks and choosing clothing ahead of time and the snack containers in the refrigerator is why I was attracted for my daughter to going to Montessori early education, because that's what they do.
Yes. You know, there is definitely a correlation in a lot of the mom stuff that you see on TikTok. My children went to a preschool that is similar. It's Emilio Reggio based, but similar to the Montessori idea. And it is. It's very much making kids independent and playing, you know, more with sensory things. That's actually a huge trend on TikTok. The whole Montessori sensory bins and I think a lot of moms are doing that more now with their children, which is great.
It is great. I mean, I was so impressed at my son, who was 6 years older than my daughter, went to, you know, a regular preschool. It was fine. It was loving, nurturing, all that good stuff. But for my daughter, somebody told me about a Montessori and I took one look at that classroom, which was the most amazing. It was just, I never saw anything set up like that in my whole life. And it blew me away, and I moved her in the middle of her preschool year, and then she went there through kindergarten because it was a Montessori that went through kindergarten. And I really think that early childhood training and independence and, as you said, sensory and fine motor skills launched her to being a very successful student in life, and she was a very successful student. I think it really launched her.
I totally agree. That's great.
Yeah. Well, this has been Shannon. This is great. So if people want to follow you on TikTok, how do they find you and what do they do?
So we're TikTok. My TikTok name is At Home with Shannon. So or Shannon Daugherty, but you can Google both and I'll come up. But it's TikTok At Home with Shannon. And that's it. You can follow along on this crazy TikTok journey that we're on.
So every day you get up and you think creatively, how can I make another 20, 30 second kind of an entertaining hack video that people will want to see that really is immersed in my life?
Yeah, and I mean, now that we've been doing it for almost 10 months, I think that I've learned that people really want to see the real life stuff, you know? So luckily, I think I've trained myself that whatever we're doing, if I think it's something that'll resonate, I'm able to just shoot a quick video and people like it and they like to see that real. I think that's why TikTok has taken off so much, because people like to see really video content, what's in our life. You get to know us very personally, not just a picture, right? So, and it's real time. It's not like you have to wait to see it on TV. So even me, some of the moms I follow, it's because I love that instant, I'm in their life, which is so great.
Do I see here that you went to New York Law School also?
Yes, I was working in the city after I went to Boston College, and then I was working in the city in finance, and I went to law school at night so that I could work internally at the finance firm as like a chief operating officer and do more. My mom's a lawyer, so I did. I went at night when I was pregnant with my first. So it was a crazy time. I look back and I'm like, how did I do that? I don't even know.
Did you take the bar?
Yeah, I took the bar in Connecticut, not in New York. Then we moved out to Connecticut where we're here now. And then I never ended up practicing because I was working in the city for that financial firm. And then I started my own Coco and Lala, the real estate. I was doing real estate in the city. I'm a realtor too. So I started my stores because we purchased the properties up in Watch Hill. That's kind of how I started. It's kind of a crazy background, but yeah.
Which do you like better, being a real estate broker or having your store?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to say because they're completely different.
I know.
Parts of my brain that I use. So I have to say I love them both because being the real estate broker, I'm still doing like deals and negotiating and that financial side of my brain where doing the stores is that creative outlet and passion project. So they're like two babies. I love them both, but the same, but differently, if that makes sense.
Well, you know, I have a bifurcated life. I do this show every day, and in the afternoon, I'm a judge. I'm the probate judge in Westport.
I know. I was looking you up, and because I wanted to see kind of your background and what you were doing, and I thought that. I, like, immediately resonated with the fact that you kind of wear all these hats and are definitely an entrepreneur.
And so do you.
And have
When's your birthday?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
July 31st.
July 3rd. Interesting.
I'm a Leo. What about you?
Yeah. I'm a Gemini. I mean, I'm the classic two sides of everything. Always two sides. I can see two sides. I debate two sides in my head, but I also have that creative and that linear. You know, I have both brains.
Right.
And and they both need outlets for me to be happy. So just like you. So I'm impressed the more but I am a little intimidated with the four kids. That's something I never could handle. Are you kidding me? And the creativity and the pushing out. You're definitely a type A, Shannon, but I'm looking forward to meeting you one day in person. I'll have to figure out a way to do that.
Lisa, I would love to. I'm totally honored that you had me on, and I look up to your ambition. So
you're pretty fab. Shannon Doherty on the Lisa Wexler Show today. So it's at home with Shannon on TikTok to see these absolutely charming videos. And they're very helpful and instructive. Andrew's listening right now. He's got an 11-month-old. Andrew, I'm going to tell you, you and your wife want to watch some of these videos. You're going to enjoy the life hacks. You listening, Andrew?
Yes, they are.
Right there? Yeah, they're really cool. So thank you, Shannon. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank
Good
you
luck
so
with
much.
Your beautiful family. A pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.